Going fishing at the farmer's market. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Today, we continue our series, Swimming Upstream. Dustin Dwyer took a road trip around the Lower Peninsula to bring us stories about fish. Yesterday, we heard about the Petersons. They're one of the few remaining non-tribal commercial fishing families in the state. Today, Dustin tells the story of the fishmonger's wife.
It's a gray day at the Muskegon Farmer's Market. But Amber Mae Peterson is selling the heck out of some fresh Michigan whitefish.
Well, we're based here in Muskegon. My husband's family has been commercial fishing for 75 years, so we sell what we catch.
The vacuum-sealed bags of whitefish fillets and packages of smoked whitefish are disappearing quickly. Peterson's husband, Eric, stands next to her, packing the fish in ice and wrapping it in old copies of the Muskegon Chronicle.
Oh, yeah. It's the only way to do it.
People who love to eat local fish always seem to find a way to get it, but sometimes it's not easy. Melissa Fry had a hookup better than most of us. Her husband has known the Petersons all his life, so she could drive over to the dock to get some fish.
Occasionally we'd go down there and get a treat, but this is exciting.
But now you get it more often?
Oh my gosh, all every week. Fish tacos, fish on the grill, we love that. We're absolute whitefish fans.
The Petersons have been pulling whitefish out of the waters near Muskegon for 8 decades. But this farmer's market stand marks the first time the family has ever had a retail operation. Talking to Eric, you can see why there was a reluctance. The family has distributors it trusts, and going through them is simple, and it pays the bills. So he says when Amber Mae pitched the idea of selling at the farmer's market, it took some convincing.
I said, okay, go ahead, but I don't want anything to do with it, you know, because I'm not really a people person. But I got into it, you know, and came with her a couple of times, and everybody already knew who I was, so it kind of made me feel a little bit better about working with her, and so I come every Saturday with her.
So she roped you in.
She did. Yeah, she did.
Amber Mae also won Eric over on the name for the new business. That quirky and catchy name is now splashed on a board above their market stall. The Fishmonger's Wife, LLC. She can afford to gloat a bit because, well, the Fishmonger's Wife has been a huge hit.
It just took off. The response from the community was absolutely amazing. People were excited that we were here, and we actually sold out our first Saturday within, I think, an hour and a half it was. It was just crazy.
But success brings its own challenges. Amber Mae says one of her big questions right now is how big can this business really get? At the size they're at now, they're debt-free, and all the fish gets cleaned and filleted by hand.
You know, a fillet machine used is $30,000. And if we had a fillet machine, that would allow us to take and look at doing larger quantities, which will allow us to expand into restaurants and things like that. So, you know, when you're running a business and you're saying, okay, do we really want to do a business loan or not, it becomes complicated.
Complications like that help explain why there aren't more people clamoring to get in the fish business, and why people like me have trouble finding fresh local fish at the store. But the Petersons are making a go of it. The Fishmonger's Wife is still a pretty small part of the entire Peterson family fishing operation, but it is opening a new door and a new way for the rest of us to enjoy Michigan fish. For the Environment Report, I'm Dustin Dwyer.
Next time, Dustin visits the headwaters of the Manistee River. We'll hear how removing dams can be good for fish, but it can also be a nightmare. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.